I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 882, Unashamed Rose. The way some Christians live out their faith, you'd swear they were in the secret service of the Savior. They're good people and all, but you would just never guess they were anything more than that. You just wouldn't know that they love the Lord. Then there are others who are clearly, obviously, unashamedly in love with the Lord, and they don't mind people knowing that. I'm not talking about an obnoxious way, but a joy-filled overflow way. Maybe a story will help. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God with our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. And that kind of love is not supposed to be hidden. It's just supposed to be genuine, obvious. A couple weeks ago, I went to lunch with a new pastor who is new to the area. I wanted to get to know him and make him feel welcome to this neck of God's woods. When I asked him where he wanted to eat, he said he'd heard about this Vietnamese pho place where the owner's a believer. I said, oh, I know the spot. Rose Pho. So we went. When we got there, the greeting from Rose was genuinely ringing with faith and blessing. I introduced Seth to her, and then as we sat down at our table, she asked if she could pray a blessing over our lives and our ministry. Of course, we said yes. So there we were, sitting amidst the tables with other customers around us, as Rose proceeded to pray for us. And it wasn't a three-sentence quickie, it was more like 3 minutes. It was wonderful. It was encouraging for both of us to find a business owner who was unashamed of putting her faith out there for all to see. Now please understand, it wasn't showy, but it was sincere. And then later, as we got our delicious food, another couple came and they were seated at a table next to us. I think it was their first time at the restaurant. Rose introduced herself to them, welcomed them, and then asked if she could pray over them too. And I watched from our table as the couple was surprised. Rose was praying, their eyes were open, their eyebrows were raised, and when Rose finished, they said thank you, and then as she walked away, the woman shrugged and said to her husband with a smile, well, I guess we've been blessed. Paul wrote to the Romans, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. And Jesus was even a bit more blunt about this whole thing about not being ashamed. He said, if anyone is ashamed of me and my message, the Son of Man will be ashamed of that person when he returns in his glory, in the glory of the Father and the holy angels. So how are we doing loving God by not being ashamed of the message of God, the good news? Look, please understand, the call today is not to be a jerk, it's to be genuine. This is not about being rude or pushy or forcing God talk into every conversation. That's not the point. The point is to let the life of God, the joyful life of the Spirit, to not be hidden, but to just come out of you in natural ways. Here's the great question. When was the last time you held back from expressing your faith in some meaningful way to someone else? And what was really behind that reluctance? Let's pray this prayer adapted from dailyprayerguide.net. Glorious God, I am not ashamed of the gospel. You sent Jesus to be the sacrifice for me and my sins. I didn't deserve it, and I didn't earn it. But I thank you for it, for the good news of my forgiveness. And now, send the Holy Spirit through me in my daily life in such a way that everyone who sees me knows that Jesus is the reason for my salvation. In his name I pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 883. And in the meantime, I understand our hesitancy to let our faith hang out there. I mean, after all, we live in a world where we are told that everybody gets to choose his or her own path to God. And we shouldn't try to force our beliefs onto anyone because it's private. Well, again, this is not about forcing, it's about living. It's not about trying to convince or manipulate someone. It's about living the life of the Spirit without fear, but instead with joy. I don't know about you, but I think the world could use a lot more believers like unashamed Rose.